first off, I want to start off by apologizing for this past year, because I've not been able to really be involved and do things with the Inner Circle as we were doing, you know, when we first started.
Well, you've been fighting the man.
Yeah, actually. And listening to here, it kind of makes me, it gives me a bit of a paradigm shift in, you know, some things that Eric had mentioned and things that I picked up from Jonathan, too, and hearing some of this. During this past year, I spent actually about 9 months fighting through the state legislature, and all. It was consuming about 80 hours a week, literally. And actually, the only kind of break I took during this time period, I mean, including Christmas and stuff, was when I went up to the event up in March, you know, Colorado. Mm-hmm. And even then, I was on the phone about 80% of the time dealing with things. But during that time period, you know, my school was going fine, and it started plateauing, and it kind of stayed flat. And I was thinking, well, it's because I'm not there. Maybe some other things are not happening. Maybe my staff's not carrying it like I hoped that they would, and so forth and so on. And then I get to understand, well, wait a minute. Maybe it wasn't the staff. Maybe it was just the same thing that was happening with everybody else. The other side of the coin is that, you know, the law was signed into law on June 19th. And then just after that, I went to Korea for 2 weeks, and then, then you got your 4th of July weekend, and the reality is that I really didn't get back into the school to start doing anything in our school until it was mid-July, almost into August. And so, you know, when I got back, you know, he started ramping things up. But normally during the, you know, like a lot of people, we'll hold summer camp, and during summer camp, it helps stabilize income, you know, because you do have court orders, and the kids got to go to grandma or go to parents, moms, dads, or whatever the case may be. And we use summer camp to kind of offset that income and make it so there's no drop-off. Well, because of the situation I was in with this fight, had I lost the fight, I don't even know if I would have had a school. So I really couldn't plan for summer. Oh, it was serious. But I didn't know if we could even plan for a summer camp, because it wouldn't even be legal to have one anymore. So, obviously, I didn't plan it for it, and of course, I got a lot lower numbers than normal because there was no preparation for it. Well, we come into August, we start ramping things up because obviously it's for back to school. I know that we won, so now I can plan to continue operating, and then boom, it starts picking back up. I produced a flyer, and I'm going to pass those around in a second. And then I was thinking, well, now the school's picking up because I'm back there at the school, which is the antithesis of what I really wanted to build.
Right.
I wanted it dependent upon me.
Right.
But now I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, maybe that's not the case either. Maybe it's just that, just like in Jonathan was just showing us on his spreadsheet that, you know, his is picking up now too. I mean, I think maybe if you have pretty decently run school, that, you know, we all run on natural cycles just like everything else in life. And, you know, August, September, then back to school time is when people get more focused on studying and learning and improving, and that's a natural wave. That maybe that's just, I'm riding the natural wave, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't my staff's fault or my lack of preparation for the staff. Maybe that's just the way it was at the time. So, I mean, I have to look at it. Of course, there's always room for improvement for everybody, but still. Maybe I'm thinking that now that I'm back in the school, it's not really me. It's just really that times are shifting. I don't know. Just thought.
Well, it's good head stuff. I mean, you know.
But things that we do well in our school, things that's working for us, basically, well, one of the things is, I was going to show you this flyer up. I produced this flyer. What I've used these for, these went out into the schools. In the beginning of school year, you know, they allow you to put flyers and stuff at the schools and things like that, the ones that support you, which fortunately for me is quite a number of them.
Fortunately or unfortunately?
Fortunately.
Okay.
I get a lot of support from our schools. There are several schools in the district that I don't have a strong enough a relationship yet, and they'll tell me I can't, you know, put things into the schools until I get permission from the district. So finally I got off my butt the other day, went down to the district, and I said to the guy, and I showed him what we were doing, told him what we were doing, and he said, sure. So I just got received my letter actually yesterday. He emailed it to me. So now I can go in and mass and hit all of the schools. I have several schools around me now. On this particular flyer, what this was for was very, very specific. Going into the beginning of the school year for students to go into our after-school program. I have about 50 students in our after-school program. And what had happened was, you'll notice that there's no website on there because I don't have a website ready for them to go to look at, which is one of the things that I want to talk to everybody about today. And the other is that there's not really an offer per se because, again, I did not want to compete because I didn't want to confuse the people in the fact that I'm competing with daycares on a one-to-one type basis, because this was really to be in conjunction with referrals from teachers and administrators and so forth and so on. Now, the result of this, from these flyers just being handed out to some of the parents and stuff in the school, is that I've already signed up 5 students off these flyers. I was shocked that I got that kind
and
of
response. The teachers are directly handing it one-on-one to a student, or they're just putting it in all their things?
No, just things that are out there. Well, no, they didn't go on the students' things that they carried home. They just sat, you know, in the front office of the the school or whatever. But in some cases, you know, you get these kids in there that are not quite behaving themselves, and the teacher comes and says, you need to, I'm going to help you out here. You need to go talk to this guy, you know. But anyway, but I didn't get any students for the after-school program. They're all coming in the evening, which, I mean, I don't know. But
It's not clear in the piece that that's what you're doing.
I was just going to say, I was looking, trying to find ones for. I had to go down to the second page, halfway down, and then in small letters, one time it tells you after-school martial arts.
Well, and if you don't, and if
I
you
agree.
Don't speak us, what does that mean to you?
Sure, sure.
It just means you take lessons after school.
Yep.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's transported after school, you know, care / you know, whatever.
But if you got 5 people in your regular program, God bless you, that's good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Our school is on a strong upswing right now. I mean, things are picking up fast. We're getting back to where things are rocking good again, and I'm pleased about that. There are more than I want to do. But I think, you know, a lot of the reason that we didn't fall off the deep end real bad and stayed relatively steady for that time was that, you know, I focus a lot on really strong classes and so forth. And I know that, I mean, everybody else has heard this before, is that I spend a lot of time and energy focusing on creating a very, very simple structure within my school that promotes strong, strong, strong family values. At the same time, it's easy for the parents to understand, and it's consistently demonstrated throughout the classes at all times, and that's why my retention rate hung in there like it did, which was our salvation, actually. What my biggest problem is, and, you know, a lot of there, that you may get some ideas and stuff that, you know, when we go to my school tonight, you can ask, you know, you can see whatever, take whatever you see that you want.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. the challenge that I have at this point in time is that, you know, there's a bit of confusion. I'm getting mixed messages about, you know, what type of marketing is going to, because the internal marketing we got in our school is real strong. The relationship that we have with the school system is strong. And one of the things I'm going to capitalize on is I was talking to Dusty the other day, and he had done this program within his school. And, of course, I got to thinking about it, and I expanded on this idea throughout. And then I was mentioning it to, I think I told Jonathan about it, also told Terry Bryan about it. And, course, you know how it is in the master plan.
Oh, yeah.
It spins out and it got even better, you know. And what I'm about to do, this past Friday, I was at the school during the daytime doing gym teaching for a day. And it went off real well. I'm also going to do it again this coming Friday. And so what my thought was is that, you know, a lot of times you'll have a reading program within your school, like you were talking about before. You know, the kids read so many books and they get promoted to the next level and you go through them and so forth. Well, I was going to have these bookmarks made that represent, you know, the martial arts belt colors that are in my school, and then, you know, put some cool dragons and some other kind of stuff like that, and then, you know, a testimonial from a parent and stuff on the back. And then each color belt to represent a different quality in our school is, you know, whether it be respect, manners, courage, whatever the case may be, tying that together. And then instead of doing it in our school, you go into the school itself. I've already pitched this idea to this first school that I'm going to try to start this weekend, and they love the idea. And I was trying to think of something that we could do to get to a lot of students at one time that you really didn't have to do any work for. So I'm going to have printed up a whole bunch of these bookmarks that represent the martial arts belt, and it scales up or down according to the age of this child and whatever grade he is, because it's going to be administered by the teacher.
Nice.
And the teacher promotes him from one belt to the next based on how many books of the approved list that they read, which the teacher assigns, and the kids compete to see who's going to get the highest rank and so forth and so on. Till they go through, and I'm going to put it like a 3-month time limit on this, to where when they finish, they have to read 5 books of the last one to go to black belt. And what my thoughts were is to get, you know, Century produces these black belt keychains, mm-hmm. You know, they got all the different colors. But, and I was talking to this guy that one of the vendors here, Jim, but it costs like $7 to stitch something on. Okay, that's not going to work. So I'm trying to think of some idea. Because it's hard to screen something on something that's rough, but maybe a small patch of some sort or some kind of deal. I got to get my logo on that belt. But the kids love to take keychains and that kind of stuff and hang them on their backpacks. Well, if the teacher's administrating this and we get to all the kids in the school, the problem is you're not in front of parents. So my thought was is that you have a party, either tied in with the PTA, because they're always looking for reasons for the parents and stuff to come to the PTA meeting and stuff. Either tied in with the PTA or have the school host like a big promotion event for all these kids who make them black belt readers. And they get a certificate and get their black belt keychain type thing. And at that time, you know, I was going to have our demo team up there doing a bunch of cool stuff and then promote Mr. Morgan, who's the principal, to honorary black belt, have him break a board and this kind of stuff. And of course, here it is that he's going to be really endorsing your school in front of everybody, which gets you in front of the parents. But then when I was mentioning it to Terry, he said, you know what, also you could do, Charles, he said, you want to tie it into the other administrators in the school, have the teachers competing against each other, because you can go to the local deal, you know, pedicures or manicures or various businesses that may would support, would love to support something like this. At the same time, they get all these freebies, and to the teacher that has, you know, 80% of their student body promote to the next, you know, their one level, then another grand prize to the teacher that promotes the most students to black belt. So that makes the teachers have a stronger buy-in, because they're going for prizes and stuff as well. I thought that would really, plus you're bringing in all these other associated businesses that could feed on this thing as well.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Yeah, that's
which could tie right into what, you know, Jonathan was talking about, having this community event. You've already got these people that you're plugging into the school, so that means that would be a natural tie-in to that too on other things. You know, you have these associated people. So that's kind of what I have to offer. I mean, I don't know, because I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but
that's
the
good.
Preliminary part right now from the school system is absolutely. And Miss Baker, who's the librarian at the school, she went nuts over it. Because they're always trying to figure out some ways that they can get these kids to read more and so forth and so on. I mean, we've got the thing within our school, just like a lot of you guys do, you know. You get your medal if you're, you know, you read every day and so forth and so on. But this makes it more like a competition. Anyway, any comments, any suggestions that y'all may have to kind of tweak it, or
have you set goals yet for how often they'll need to do something to level up?
Yeah, well, they're gonna have to read 3 books, and it's, you know, I mean, kindergartners.
Well, they're
grade
specific, yeah.
It's gonna be grade specific, but the teachers are gonna assign because it's their students, you know.
Right. But what's the course of time for?
I'm going to pick 3 months because it's going to tie in with a PTA meeting.
So quarterly, basically.
Well,
as quarterly
you got, in our school, you know, they're in school for 9 months. So,
okay.
You know, you're going to have 3 times that you can do this, but you wouldn't want to do it like bam, bam, every time. You do it at this school, that school. You
right,
have
right.
2 or 3 schools running at the same time.
Let's also, you know, not to derail anybody's thinking or questions about this thing, how to implement, but let's keep in mind, let's major in the majors, right? The minors are like things like, you know, where are you going to get the things done and what color are they and all that crap. But the majors are, okay, number one, he solved how to get the teachers, how to get this into the school. So he's found a way in the back door. I mean, that's a big idea, right? That's a big idea. The second big idea is what his thinking is. And this, I think, is the big question that would deserve all of our thought. Correct me if I'm wrong, but how do we get the parents involved? Right, I mean, isn't that sort of like the next piece of the puzzle is how do we get, you know, we got, let's say we get emotional and logistical buy-in from the teachers, right? So now how do we bridge that home? And you suggested you're going to bring them to like a graduation at your school, right?
Well, I want to bring them to graduation at the school, but it may function better at this time because it's an unknown.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it as being a supporter or a school partner.
Right.
Because that opens the doors to so many other things for us to do in the future. But if we were to bring us to a PTA meeting, PTAs struggle with getting parent involvement. They really struggle. That's why they always have these plays and different things that they have these PTA meetings so that the students will come, which forces the parents to have to come. Right? But if you've got, I'm thinking that I'm going to launch this doing gym teacher for a day, which means I get the kids all whipped and excited and all this other stuff like that, and bam, they're going to earn their black belt in reading. And the way I do my gym teacher for a day, it's highly motivating, it's very interactive with the kids, and I create a story, and they become part of the story and how this is going to evolve. Well, they can, basically, they're going to use this to springboard to act the story out and become part of it. And so, you know, because it's all about mind control and changing your mind and taking command of your life and this type of things, right? So it ties, that part ties together real well. I know I'll get the buy-in from the kids, certainly get the buy-in from the administration.
Do you charge, like when you're doing the gym teacher for a day, is there a follow-up after school class or something?
As a general rule, what I do is when I do gym teacher for a day, they'll distribute my flyers throughout the school. And every time
and
I
what's
do
your what is the end? The gym teacher for a day is a stepping stone to get what?
Well, it gets me into the school so that I get a lot of teacher referrals because they see that I'm in their school and the kids, they tell me that they act real good for 2 or 3 days.
But I'm just thinking, like, lots of people, we do the gym teacher for a day. That gets them interested. Now they pay $49. They get a four-week after-school program. All that $49 you donate to the school, the PTA is happy. What if you made it to get the parents involved? We got this black belt reading thing. Parents is $49. If you work with your child to motivate them to read, you get it for half price. So now the still making money for the school, they're happy. Parents are motivated now to come to the PTA meeting, oversee the kids doing the reading, and you're still getting more goodwill from the parents and the teachers possible. Just as one approach, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, and to back up a half a step too. I mean, you know, he's describing like our after-school program, which like is probably still our number one lead generator. To tell you the truth.
See, in our case, that's I've had an extremely difficult time getting that logistically to work out at the school system, because there's what has happened at this point in time is that Nick Smith is a guy that's north of here. He started out in Colmel County teaching, they call it Hill Country Karate, and they teach karate once a week in the schools. But he pays them an astronomical amount of money to utilize the schools. So even though this would be benefit to a PTA or whatever the case may be, he has created a dynamic to where that's not within the principal's control. It has to go to the district to do anything that's beyond school activity, unless it's a particularly that school's function. Now, in other words, if they can have a health fair at the school that the school is sponsoring, they can do that. You know, if a PTA wants to do it in the school, they got to jump through hoops to get permission from the district to be able to do anything like that. That's proven to be a bit more difficult to do. Now, I can walk into school and they let me do pretty much anything I want to do because the principals trust me. And I now I've got the letter from the district which allows me to pass out flyers and stuff, which is
If you can do that, like you're saying, I mean, it just sounds like you're leaving so much opportunity on the table.
Well, I agree, and that's why I'm throwing it out here, and I want feedback, because like I said, I've only been back in the saddle for a short period of time.
I would just follow the Mile High model, as they do it.
You do that school program.
You do the school thing, you set up a 4-week thing, you charge $50 or whatever.
Right.
The school gets 40 kids signed up, whatever. They make $2,000 for the PTA, so they're all on board with you. You donate it all back to them. The graduations at your schools,
right.
Now they're all coming. Tie it into your black belt reading
right.
thing makes it even better.
Yeah.
Right. See,
yeah.
I was
going
to use the black belt reading thing
right.
in order to hook in the school administration and teachers.
Well, this
because
does.
I don't think you need to.
But
this
I
thing does that too.
Yeah,
this thing does that.
Sounds like you don't need to hook them all in. You're already there.
Well, again, some schools. I want it all.
So stick with the ones you got first.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get them all into your graduation class at your school.
That thing does work really well. I mean, it's logistically difficult. You have to have somebody that can go teach the classes and all that stuff, and it's painful and it takes a lot of follow up and stuff like that. But I mean, you know, it's still good, and it hasn't. You know, the place we're having the hardest time with it is Denver, because we've been in the same elementary school, you know, 7 times over the last 3 or 4 years. So it's, you know, kind of getting the same kids. So now what we've done is we've basically built 5 different programs. We have a focus program, and we have different skills, and then we just promote it as something different every time.
Right.
But what he's saying is right. Look, you know, I'll explain almost every internet business on the face of the internet. You go acquire a big list of folks for free or nothing, find a chunk of those folks who will spend a little bit of money with you, and then do more with them, right? So this is the same thing. You got a whole list, which is 300 kids, 500 kids in a school. You do a gym teacher for the day, promoting that you're going to be doing a special class there after school for 3 weeks. We're doing 3 weeks now. We're doing 6 lessons over 3 weeks. And here's the flyer. It's only $29. You know, fill it out and turn it back into the secretary. It starts in 2 weeks. You know, or it starts in a week, one or the other. And then you'll have, typically we're having anywhere between 5 and 15% of the student body. You know? So if you have 5% of, well, even if it's 10, right? If it's 10% of 500 students, that's 50. You know what I mean? So you'll have 50 that do the thing, and typically we're enrolling about, let's say, 10% to 20% of the students before the graduation, and then we're enrolling about another 5 to 10% after the graduation. But I mean, we got people that'll go in and do nothing, you know, and they'll have 12 kids in the program, and then they'll have, you know, none that enroll. But that's because, you know, they didn't send the letters, and they didn't do the calls, and they didn't do the follow-up, and they didn't talk to the people, and they didn't make the parents come in for the orientation. You know, they do a bunch of these other things that make it work a lot, you know. But I think he's right. That's how you're going to get to the parent the easiest.
Well, I think...
Well, I don't know about the easiest, but
yeah.
That's one way you're going to get all of this.
In our case, what I've run into so far, I'm not saying this, it can't be broken. I mean, because I will break it, because I'm not going to stop until I do.
Well, you... Yeah.
But all evidence
supports that statement.
You could probably get legislature passed that the parents have to bring the kids.
That's right.
That's right.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
That's right.
But what's going to happen is what's happening right now is that seeing all these schools, they have what's called a KINS program, and when it's the school's version of an after-school program. And they charge, you know, $45 a week, and there's a bunch of high school kids that watch these other kids, and the high school
mm-hmm.
kids sitting over here texting and stuff like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But they utilize the gym, or one of the gyms.
That's fine.
You know?
They look.
But I'm telling you, that's the resistance I'm getting. Well, the KINS program's already using those facilities.
Well, that's okay. Do you have do you have an empty music room or even an empty classroom? I guess.
Yeah.
We've done it outside on the thing.
We do it at the cafeteria.
You can do it. Yeah,
well, Sam, we've been shut down in one of our districts because of that program. We've been told, no, we don't want two programs. We don't want people having to choose.
Well, actually, in fact, in all the people who were in an after-school program, let's allow them to participate in this for free. That way, there's no choice. There's no additional option. I mean, there's a lot of angles.
Yeah, sure.
And I mean, me personally, I've taught these things outside under the trees just over there. I mean, I'm serious.
I believe.
Or in the music room, in the gymnasium, on the stage, in the thing, and in the cafeteria, move some tables to the side. You know, I mean, it's valuable. It was valuable enough to the school at the time that no matter where they were going to stick me,
right?
I was going to go do it there. You know,
right.
And you know, I mean, just that's the deal. And you know, yeah.
Well, I think your idea is valuable and different and worth pursuing.
Oh, yeah.
Regarding their idea,
yeah.
You know, before the schools, so from like 2002 to 2004, I was doing this in the school system, and they got pissy because it was too successful. But my results was that,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
That is something that
that's the
can happen sometimes.
My worst result was I had 20% of the school participating in the after school program. My best result was I had 50%.
Oh, whoa. Jesus! That just becomes hard to facilitate. Then.
You know, so my best night, I signed up like 38 students from one of those 3 week programs, and you know, my worst one.
Well, and you can do this and strike out. I mean, you can put 50 kids in one of these things and not do any enrollments.
I did 80 kids and got one.
Yeah, but I mean, you do honestly. I mean, I've seen these, you know, now in you know 5 years or whatever, I've seen a lot of these programs done, and you do have to kind of try pretty hard not to do any. Really, what you have to do is hope they come in and sign up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how you get zero, right? But if you're sending them a letter every week and you're inviting them to your special class every Saturday that you have, you do a child ID program the first Saturday, an anti-abduction class the second, and a bully prevention class the third. And you're, you know, I mean, really all it is you're building a qualified telemarketing list or you're building a qualified mailing list. I mean, really, that's the essence of what this thing is. And at the same time, you've already sorted out from the mass of people, you've already sorted out the ones who kind of have a native interest. You know, that's all.
Well, let's just explore this just for a second, because I'm sitting here thinking about logistics, okay? All right, I start this program. I'm going to start it on Friday, which means, you know, Wednesday I'm going to be extremely busy getting stuff prepared to get it printed out, ready to go to launch for the following Monday to start that program. Or let's think about this, how this would work then. So if I go in, I'll, you know, have this big deal on Gym Teacher Per Day on Friday and get all the students excited. Now, the bad thing about it is on Friday, which means that they're going to go into the weekend.
Yeah.
But it's okay. You know, you do what you got to do. Monday, we launched the deal about become a black belt in reading and so forth and so on. Well, okay, where would this tie into doing the after-school program? In conjunction with, would you want to do the after-school program before or maybe after? Or
I think your highest priority to generate a lead is to drive them into the after-school lessons inside their lunch. I mean, because that's going to give you direct people who raise their hand and say, I'm interested. You know what I mean? So
yes,
at the gym teacher for the day, you have one of the sign-up sheets, a sample sign-up sheet, and you say, tonight, your teachers are all going to give you one of these to take home. And by the way, when you come up to me, I'm going to put this sticker on your shirt that also tells them how they can sign up, right? Tonight you're going to get one of these when you go home in your folder. Make sure you give this to your mom or dad if you want to do the, you know, super black belt cool karate program after school, right? And by Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're going to have 10% of the school had brought this back in with a check for $29, you know. And then you go pick them up, or you make copies of them and you take them or whatever. And then you call and confirm each and every human being,
right?
Because the class starts. You send them out on Friday. You give them a couple of days to bring a couple back. You let the school send the flyer out again on Wednesday. You know? So now you did two drops of those flyers. it takes another couple days to come back in, your first class will be like the following Tuesday or so. You know, you want to give them some time and another flyer drop, you know, and then they come back in for that. They come back in for the first class, which is, you know, Tuesday at 2:45 or whatever time class gets school gets out, right? But by then, all your folks have called everyone, invited them to the school, your school, to do a free couple classes or a free prep class, so they know what they're going to do and all that sort of stuff, and or they just talk to them like it's a first intro. You know what I mean? So then they come to the regular classes, and you're going to do 2 classes a week for, let's say, 3 weeks. That's what we're doing now, 6 classes. 2 classes a week for 3 weeks. Every week they get a letter in the mail that describes what you're doing in class and a reason to come into your school, you know, this week, you know, every week. And then every Friday or Saturday or whatever, you have a different sort of like an event, like Jonathan's calendar, right, that is really the only reason that event exists is to give your program director an excuse to call everybody on the list and say, hey, we had Johnny in class this weekend, and Master Dudley said he did a great job, but also I wanted to remind you that we had the XYZ thing going on Saturday. You know what I mean? But that's it. I mean, you know, you're running for 3 weeks.
How would that tie, or, okay, how would that segue, or whatever, working with this, become a black belt reader?
That I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
Well, if you got each school do the after-school program first semester and the Black Book Reader the second semester, that way all year long your name's in the school.
Yeah, it's not bad.
They know you for the after-school, and then they know you for the book reading.
This could be the launch for the book reader program, too, so that you get them to orange belt in books and, and they get their white belt in, with their real white belt with a stripe or two on their waist. You know, hey, you know what, we can get you a black belt, but it takes longer than reading 3 books. As it turns out. So get started on the reading black belt, and if you get to that, you'll qualify for our free, you know, amount that Dudley corrected.
Yeah, I like that idea. Your assembly or your gym day or whatever you call it to get them all interested in the cool stuff you do, and you say, okay, the goal is you got to read 3 books. Those of you who read 3 books, you're going to get to come do 3 free classes of martial arts. We're going to get to do this cool thing, that cool thing, and you get to come to big graduation in our school. See, then you can tie it in. Now the parents are seeing the reading benefit and the whole thing.
That's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. I'm curious about why this.
Yeah.
Why you have so much psychological resistance to doing this school program thing?
I do.
Huh?
Oh no, I don't.
Okay.
I think
he's
awesome.
Just excited about the program.
No, that's
what
you know, which is cool. I just
when
I've
talked to the
didn't know if there was another problem.
Well, what I ran into is this, and a lot of times it had to do with the time that it would take to jump through the hoops and stuff,
sure.
And I can't fight that many battles.
Oh, it is.
You know,
no, I understand. I understand.
The one that I was fighting was just too
pretty
important. Too
important,
right? To be distracted. But the thing is that when I was approaching that, even with the schools that supports me, I mean, to the T, you know, I was told, Charles, you know, what happens after we shut down the end of the day, it's the district's prerogative because. And it has to do with funding. They
right.
fund it differently
right.
for those programs
right.
in the afternoon. It
right.
turns over to what they have is called the KINS program. They have the use of the school property from this time to this time.
Right.
And the principals really have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
So I have to go through district to get district permission to be able to go in and use the school facilities. And what has happened is that because of this Hill Country Karate is in a lot of the schools now, they doing something like that, they want me to pay.
Yeah, but double check. Like in Charlotte, I got to pay $400 an hour to rent a school to go teach a class if I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's totally a separate thing. That is through the main school district.
Right.
Here we're talking about just the principal.
Say to
the principal, you want to make $2,000 for your PTA for no effort, no work.
Or just talk to the PTO president.
We're just going to have a little half-hour class after class, after school each day for a week, 3 weeks, whatever you want to do. They're all amenable to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
Probably
what you're saying
is probably maybe they're that's a totally different thing. You don't even have to worry
it
about.
Would have to be them interceding to go to district to be able to use the school.
Yeah, that's a different
thing. Yeah, well right, and what he's saying too is a good strategy on all this stuff. Even this business to business stuff, is always start at the bottom of the total pole and work your way up. Like we were just talking last night, Mike Bidwell just did a deal with the Subway restaurants around where his school is. Subway and like a Burger King, right? And the Burger King thing was he just went to a shift manager and said, hey, you know, he did like an affiliate program with him, right? He said, look, I've got these little ad card things. You know, if you let me put them on the Happy Meal boxes, I'll give you, you know, $300 if anybody enrolls. I'll put your initials on the bottom of the card. When they come in, you know, you get $300 directly to the shift manager. Well, see, the shift manager is kind of in control of what happens during that shift. So he said, well, yeah, okay, you know, here. He said, I'll do all the work. Just give me that crate of Happy Meal boxes. I'll bring them back in an hour and, you know, whatever. So he had a bunch of students lined up, and they just stapled the things on them, right? See, the shift manager just took permission and said, okay, and just let him do it, you know? But if he would have went to, like, the franchisor or something like that, or, like, the regional guy would have been like, oh, nah, you know, that doesn't make any sense. So if you work your way up from the bottom, you might find a PTO person who says, oh, yeah, we can do that, and then just figure out how to go do it for you. Or, like, a gym teacher. We've had a lot of success with having the gym teachers do that for us. Or then, like, work up to the guidance counselor, and then, like, the, you know, assistant principal, and then, like, the principal, you know?
Sure.
So sometimes if you start at the top, it can work against you.
Yeah, these guys are just telling me, we do one school, they've done for a few years now, and they're, you know, we're in the door, no problem. All of a sudden, they have a new principal now.
Yep.
Who's, was it the principal, or the principal's kid goes to
our competitor?
I think
it's the kid goes to.
Yeah.
The
kid goes to our main competitor down the street. Well, our PTO lady said, uh-uh, we're sticking with you.
Yeah.
And she
got
us in.
Yeah, the PTA fought and said, we don't want anybody else, you want.
Yeah, which I mean, look, you know, you might be right. There might be some significant roadblocks here.
Yeah,
but,
it happens.
You know.
Well, I mean, I just hadn't had applied enough pressure to it yet.
Oh, no, you'll find the cracks. You know, I guess my recommendation is start from the bottom of the wall and work your way up to find the crack. And I think it's worth, you know, I think it's worth driving the people, driving the whole, if you're going to get in front of the whole student body anyway, which is not, that's what you're going
to
do.
That's what I want
to
do.
You got to drive them to something that's immediately going to convert into leads. If it's too many steps, it's like what we were talking about with the franchise earlier. Why do we make it so hard for them to buy? You know?
Right.
So I think you just need to drive them immediately into something that says, yes, I'm interested here, you know, come talk to me about it. You know, vice versa, I'll show up on Tuesday. You know, something like that. I mean, I like the reading idea. I think everybody does. But
yeah.
I think you're also much better served by getting immediately, you know, and then drive that bookmarker thing as well.
Yeah, see, I mean, the reading thing to me, it sounds brilliant in the situation where we were in. The
and
PTO
yeah,
wanted
yeah, yeah,
us in.
Yeah, yeah.
The principal wants us in.
Yeah.
The district made a rule that said no. The PTO backdoored the rule. And then some teacher on the PTO board said, well, it's right here in the articles that martial arts is not allowed.
Yeah.
So now we're completely shut out of that one school.
So now, just like mass media, you know, and other media, we got to go guerrilla.
Right.
You know, we got to go like...
Well, I got to tell you,
we got to go ambush market.
I like Chief Master Clark's idea, stick one of my instructors on
the
road.
Put them in front of the school buses.
Hey.
Really?
Shh.
Which, by the way, you can hire those sign spinners for like $10 an hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's only going to be an hour a day, so you know, you get three or four of them.
Yeah, but now you can also have a black belt reading program in the same building as a karate program. Who knows if they're the same business or not? Like, we're coming in now to legally do a reading program.
Well, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yep.
There's definitely life in that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely definitely sneaking in the back door.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
I think it's smart. Yeah.
Well,
cool, nice.
The one thing that. I need help on, because, like I said, you know, our internal referrals within the system, within our school, is working well. The people that come into our school are quality people, and that. But see, what I need to do now, and it has to do with everything else that we're doing, is that, you know, educating the public as to the value of martial arts as a whole, right? I have, for all practical purposes, I have no internet presence whatsoever. I've got tons of questions about the social media stuff because I don't have a Facebook account, I don't have Twitter, I don't have any of those other things like that, and I understand it, but you know, so much of the stuff had come out about warning kids about being on Facebook. Of course, all the kids ignore it and they get on there anyway. However, I don't know enough about even setting up an account on Facebook and what you can do and what you can't do. But what I did notice on a deal came up was had an ex-student, and it had to do with YouTube. One of the students in our system out in California had shot a video, posted it up, and you know, people write comments and stuff on it about a tournament over there. And one of our students, who was a fine student, but they had moved to a different part of the city, and I guess the young kids will make get to be teenagers, young teenagers, and they think it's cool to start slamming things,
right,
or,
right,
you know,
right,
that kind of deal. Well, he posted some stuff up on this guy's site, on a YouTube account thing, that was pretty derogatory about the school. Well, he put his tagline on there, which I kind of recognized. Did some checking, I knew who it was, so we called his mom. And his mom was just, she was so excited that we called to check on Jacob, you know, to check on what's going on. So, well, we kind of have a little problem, because she loved our school.
Right.
And anyway, we told her what had happened, and she went ballistic. She got in that boy's face, like, hugely. But I called the guy over in California, and he had control of it, because I don't know how that stuff works. He pulled it off, pulled the comment off. But the point is it, you know, in this Facebook stuff, you know, that's why I was looking forward to this meeting so I could discuss this guy here, because I know you'll know a heck of a lot more about this than I do, which don't take a lot. Is that, you know, how do you control people posting things derogatory, or
there's,
you know,
there's option controls on everything.
Or YouTube, we have to approve
your
comment.
Yeah, on YouTube, all of the comments have to be approved.
If it's stuff that you post.
Right.
I think what he's describing is actually just somebody went rogue and put their own video up on their own YouTube channel or their own YouTube
can't
channel.
Do nothing about
just
it.
Can't do anything. Nothing,
nothing you can do about it.
Which again is why, again, at lunch, I said, I'm not particularly interested, nor, my opinion might change, but right now today, I don't want all my students to go on my Facebook thing. My Facebook thing is to acquire new students. Right. I can communicate with my students without them being on Facebook. Right.
Right.
Now, because I don't want my herd all in one spot.
Right.
Because it's too easy to piss in the pool, poison the water, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, it's too easy, right?
But just, can I just add, I think it was Stephen Oliver was saying, if somebody does put something derogatory on Facebook, YouTube, doesn't matter where, you can ask a couple of your good students and say,
yes,
hey, can
mm-hmm.
you put something on there saying this guy's full
yes.
of crap?
And have them
yes.
fill above
yes.
it.
Yeah, which we did. In fact, I think a few of you guys posted, by the way, which helped. But the Champions Way thing. Nick Doherty
started
a thread.
Yeah,
it's totally nothing. It's totally nothing.
Yeah.
Nick Doherty posted a thread about franchising, right? And there was a bit of a discussion going on about how franchising would kill the martial arts industry, whatever, da da da. And it irritated Oliver enough that he's like, all right, look, I'm just going to send this out to a few of our guys who we kind of know real well and just say, look, could you guys post something up there for us? Because I'm locked out, and so is he. So I went and rotated my IP address. I went and rotated my IP address and did a different browser, and I was able to create a new account so I can go in there and post. But it's not me. It's not as me, because they'll take me right off, you know. But but really, it's just not much you can do, you know. I mean, that really is one reason why I don't want to have all my students in one place at one time. Yeah, I'm sure they're all that out there on Facebook, and I'm sure they're all networking with each other. That's true. I agree with that. And there's nothing you can do about that. But I'm just not very motivated to have all those folks in a group as a whole, so that if something happens, it, you know, it gets crazy.
Well, the one thing that you mentioned this morning, we were talking about the kick gen thing, and you know, Sandy, she watched, listened to what they were saying, and she liked it. She liked the fact that, you know, number one, we don't have a website, right?
Okay. Well, I can, you know, again,
yeah.
Let's find a developer and we'll talk together with him and we'll get that done. And you don't have to spend a lot of money.
What I told her is that, you know, let me check this out first, Sandy, because, you know, things are not always as they appear on the surface. You know, I need to research it first. And then, of course, we got to discuss it and what you had mentioned. I said, okay.
Yeah, their back end
right
is
there.
Brilliant. Well, yeah, what they're creating is brilliant.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
in its current format, I'm still
jury's out, yeah.
trying to work on
yeah.
the way we think about things, right? They think about things a little bit differently. But the back end on what they've got right is that it's completely, what do you call it? Administrated, but it's whatever. It's completely administrated by a human being. So all the posts that go up and all the videos and stuff go by some people on their staff, so they can veto. You know, they don't allow stuff, derogatory stuff or anything like that, to go up there. Great idea, right? The second piece that they have right is that you can have your own school, KickGen school, which your folks can be part of, but can't get inundated from other people. You know, so I like that too, but. What they need to figure out is how to keep that wall built and, you know, some other things. But yeah, it's not there yet. It's getting close. But if you need a site, let's go find you a developer.
Yeah.
And, you know, literally these guys over there can do one for you for a couple hundred bucks. And I'll talk to them directly with you and make sure you get what you, we'll get what will work for you and what represents the school well, not just what they want to sell you.
Well, I've got some other questions I want to throw out here too, and you guys make it, help me with this. Is it, right now I'm thinking to myself, you know, internal systems within my school as far as that stuff is concerned, is it right now we got Champions Way is what we're using as far as software and stuff, but we're using a fraction of it, and and even then, I know they've come out with a perfect line and it's out, but you don't, I've not got into it enough to see if it'll do what I wanted to do, but I was talking to Terry this weekend, and we were going through Confusion, and looking at all the stuff they could do, it's just like, my God. And of course, I know you're familiar with that, but they've come out with a version, according to him, it's a Confusion Lite, basically.
I heard about this.
And it's it only runs $300 a month.
You're right.
And he said, really? He said, if you call them, they're going to tell you, oh, it's almost the same as the high-end Lite. And then, of course, if the high-end guys come and say, oh, it's missing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
With the, you know, it depends on which way you're to go. But he said, for all practical purposes, really, the only difference between two is if you don't have an account set up where you can buy stuff through it, you know.
Chapter.
Yeah, you have a shopping cart, a couple of little things like that, but he said, but the rest of it's pretty much the same.
Hmm.
Well, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute now. Because my understanding, you know, my Confusion solves would be $5,000 down, $500 a month or something like
that's
that.
If you don't want the, that's if you don't want the API and a bunch of other stuff that will plug in. Yeah.
Right.
It's expensive. Well, well.
But my point is this. You know, do I need to do the Champions Way thing, because the deal about that was that if you they help you design your website, but I don't like the stuff that they've got.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
They'll do what you want on the first setup, on the initial setup. If you train them right, they'll do what you want to do. I know Saeed up there pretty well. And he's good. He's a good designer.
Yeah.
You know? He just doesn't get the strategy that we all get. But then after that, if you want to make changes to the design, it's like $300 an hour or something like that.
Yes.
So, what's that?
I said yes.
Yeah, well, I know it's $300 for them to do. I remember I wanted to change it, and it was all done already, and they said it was $300 to do something. I can't remember. But I'm not crazy about that. You know, I'd rather do a template-based thing like on WordPress or something. So that, see, the technology now for websites itself, this year, and maybe the last half of last year, is so much easier than ever before. You know, you can do a templated-based WordPress site for free, and within like five clicks you can have a site up and going, you know, and then you just use plug-in widgets that are all free too, that you can have your little video player, you can have your squeeze page thing, you can have all that stuff, you know. So the days of the expensively developed sites are pretty much over, you know. My caution with Infusion, I use it every day, all day, right? My caution is it's extremely robust. It does a lot of follow-up sequential marketing, dropping them into campaigns based on actions, and you can do all that stuff. But you got to go set all that up.
Yeah.
All right. You know
it's
what I mean?
A lot of work.
I mean, if Champions Way isn't set up yet, you'll never get Infusion set up.
Well, Champions Way is not set up because we've not taken the time to do it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that's a negative thing with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that Infusion, that Champions Way is infinitely easier to set up than Infusion, just because Champions Way like already sort of thinks like a martial arts school.
Right.
And Infusion thinks like a marketing company, you know? So I don't have a recommendation. I can show you what we're using Infusion for if you want. I mean, I'd be happy to do that. I'd be happy to talk to your web guy and tell him what you need, tell him what you want, and try to translate, you know, Google to real people talk.
Right.
And walk you through all that stuff. And I can walk you through WordPress, too, if you like, and show you how easy it is to do it on your own, which I know you don't want to do, right? You don't want to. Nobody in here should be fucking with graphics or screwing around with your web. Now, if you're updating your blog or something like that, or if you're in there working on like your follow-up sequences or leads when they come in or doing that stuff, you know, putting in a different video because you delivered the script a little bit smoother or you had a better testimonial that came out of a black belt exam.
Right.
See, all that's what we should be working on. You know, nobody in this room should be like,
yeah,
you know, doing, you know, Dreamweaver.
So Champions Way, to me, I mean, that's one of my things I was going to mention. Champions League, I mean, there's some of the guys in here don't using Champions League. They create their own websites with all these. But so
Champions League is not particularly good at building effective websites.
Right.
They're good at building pretty websites.
Right. Right.
No, I mean really.
Exactly. So I need the same thing that he's saying. You know, this guy in India or whoever, to create a website that has sort of. Now look at the Maha. And the Maha has a lot of whistles in there, but opt-ins and so forth. Is that what you're looking at as well?
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The thing that Champions Way is the only, as far as I know, is the one who's got the nut cracked widest, is that when you use their whole digital product, it syncs with your local PC,
right?
With rank information,
right?
So like you have your classroom, I think it's called, the e-classroom, where you can upload all your curriculum.
Yeah.
And when somebody moves from blue belt,
yeah,
blue
that's,
belt to red
that's
belt,
cool, yeah,
or whatever, then they get to see all the new stuff.
Exactly.
Right? So that's all they're kind of done for you.
Right.
See, Infusion isn't going to manage any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Infusion, unless you want
unless
to develop,
yeah,
which means you got to have somebody build that program,
yeah,
to plug into the API that'll go.
Yeah, it's crazy.
See, all that shit's complicated. We don't do any of that with Malacarty. With Malacarty, we have like 3 levels on the website, right? And Infusion rotates your username and password. That's it. And as soon as you go to the next level, it just switches that number. That's how it works with Netlock. When you log in as an you know how it says Inner Circle member on there? Right? When you log in? You guys log in, right? There's a lot of stuff up there. But when you log in, it says Inner Circle member, right? All that is when you log in, it goes to Infusion and checks the number of web access to give you. And yours is 100. Maybe it's 80, whatever. And then it says, okay, they're 80. Land them on this page. If there are 70, land them on this page. If there are 60, land them on this page. If there are 50, land them on this page. And all the navigation is different depending on what level you're on, right? So if you're an Inner Circle member, you have pieces of navigation that go to resources no one else has. And then if you're a 70 level, you only have this many navigation.
Mm.
And if you're, you know, that sort of thing. So, I mean, that's the simple way to do it, you know? But the Champions Way model is much smoother, more robust. But I don't know anybody that needs all that.
Well, I'm debating right now. I think I'm spending $250.
Yeah, something like that.
Which champion?
For champion.
Yeah,
right.
So I think I was $299 when I had it.
Yeah. So, what if I drop that? I mean, because if I'm not going to do it, am I going to do it? You know, what I mean, because there's so many other software packages.
Well, these guys, iGo. Well, here I'll tell you what we're working on. Not to derail you.
No, I'm
iGo Figure is like $40 a month, right? And they just acquired a CRM company that does sequential marketing follow-up. Now, I've got a webinar next Monday, with the guy who owns the company, Matt Zdrosky. And I'm going to look at the thing and see if they can build what we've built on Infusion. See, that's why we don't have a piece of software for NAMA, right? Because I can't justify having a bunch of NAMA guys on Infusion. Because they'll never figure it out, they'll never do anything with it. Right? Now, you all would do some stuff with it, right? But nobody else would even, they would look at it, and they would go test pattern, and that'd be the end of it. You guys have seen it, right? You guys have been in there. Yeah, yeah. It's not like rocket science, but I mean, it's just not.
Well, we got it, had our computer guy look at it, and he said, you know, for what you need, for its cost, it's just too overwhelming. Let's just go back to the old ways.
Yeah, yeah. Website plugs into Aweber, you're probably good to go. I mean, really. I mean, that's the low tech. That's $20 a month for Aweber, $9 a month for hosting on the website. Probably cost you a couple of $100 up front to get somebody to build the site for you. You know.
And then custom contact for sending out stuff.
Aweber. Now that's not going to do all the complex list segmentation and stuff like that. But if you want to make it easy, that'll be easy. You know what I'm saying?
Well. Like I said, I'm debating. I'm looking at what we're doing and how we're doing it. I want it brain dead, stupid simple.
Yeah.
On the user end.
Yeah.
As far as the staff in the school to produce the results. You know, I was talking to Gina, my program director. You know, and this is one of the deals when I was talking to, because when I was betaing, working with some of the stuff with Champions Way, they were asking me questions. I said, look, I just send the Excel spreadsheet. This is the stat that I want that program to plug these numbers in for me.
Right.
If we enter the data in that, I want to be able to print this report.
Yeah. Well, see, now that gets a little...
That's what I'm looking for. Some way that we can automatically generate the stats instead of having to go and mine the information.
IGO will do that.
IGO, MindBody, all those guys, yeah.
Yeah, all of them will do
Infusion
that for CRMs that they have in them.
Yeah, Infusion won't, by the way. Infusion won't be able to do your attendance and won't be able to do like your who's in which classes and won't be able to do any of that stuff unless you custom do it. But yeah, something like IGO or MindBody, you know, why don't you make a list of the top 10 important priorities for you? And after I demo this thing with Matt, in fact, that's one of the things I'd love to chat about in December is after I do this thing with those guys. I'd love to figure out how to collectively build a model that does all the cool stuff we want it to do, but is brain dead simple enough that the average martial arts school owner guy can get, right? So that'll be a point of
interest,
a topic of conversation.
Well, I'm not saying that my program director's stupid or anything. She's not.
No,
I'm not either. She's pretty sharp, actually.
And I'm not either. But again, it's not a distinction of sharp, not sharp, motivated, not motivated. It's a distinction of, look, I could have probably sold,
I
could have probably sold
$20,000-$30,000. Time frame issue.
Yeah, yeah. See, I could have sold $20,000-$30,000 of Infusion probably, right? I mean, really, right? I mean, if I could have built something that made sense, y'all probably would have been like, hell yeah, I wanted to drop them into a sequence that's based on their benefit, that's based on their,
right.
Hell yeah, right? But I know that isn't what you guys should be focused. You can't be screwing around with all that stuff. You know, you need to be focused on like going to get new students and like, you know, selling. So my recommendation would be make a list of the 10 most important things you want to do. Let's talk like 2 weeks from now, two weeks from Monday, after I've done the demo and I'm going to look at the back end of this piece of software that they've acquired and see how we can program around it. And see how willing they are to do development for us, and you know we'll see what they have. You know what I mean? Cool. That's it. Great. Well, thanks, Charles. How about a quick 3-minute break? Use restroom. Do what you got to do. Stretch your legs.
3-minute break.
While we're taking the break, does anybody want to see the website I was talking about at lunch? And I'll move the computer and hook it up.
Yeah,
look at it.
Look at it.
I'll put a folder on there.